Conier.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No. K100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
It was, Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC and not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal, and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon, and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for like, you know, since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like, my favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano-infused, which is basically nano-emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now, so. But anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be
dumping. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop
rocking through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feed up. Queen stuff is some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Got my demo. Momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be dropping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Next is a Dale M. Fortunio on some of his point. Sup, gang? I saw an image of some of the AEW roster and noticed how Lance Archer is still somehow employed by them with minimal use. Aside from throwaway matches. I'm sorry, but when you see a guy like this, you ultimately think you can start a wrestling promotion with this guy at the top. His look alone is imposing and different, and I know TK has his toys and throws them away like Andy from Toy Story once a year, once a new Buzz Lightyear figure appears, but why hasn't Lance Archer or Hoyt ever really a mainstay in a prominent role? The Guitar Hero shtick was funny, but not really needed for him. Bonus, what are each of your favorite Rush songs, and do they pronounce Rush the same way as they pronounce the wrestler Roosh in Latin America? Well, Lance Archer did too many jobs for the amount of matches he was having. And when all the big guys just constantly lose, they become less interesting, which is like every big guy they have there almost. Even Luchasaurus is kind of just standing next to Cage for the past like six. How long has it been? How long has Cage been? Look that up, Joe. long Cage has been there, and how long Luchasaurus has just been with him and like just won the title and gave it to him and just has done absolutely nothing else.
So Christian,
like, would you say that
and not only that, bro, if you remember, didn't he slap Luchasaurus and Luchasaurus hit him or some shit?
Yeah, they were.
What was that for?
And then they never followed up on it, or I don't know.
So
by the way, Rush, my favorite Rush songs are Tom Sawyer, Working Man, and Spirit of Radio. In that order.
What about you, Conan? Conan, favorite Rush songs?
Probably Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, just Tom Sawyer.
They got a lot of good songs.
They do, but those are the three most. The three living in the limelight.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one. Yeah. So Christian's been there 3 years. 2021.
But when did he start with Luchasaurus? How long has he been standing next to him?
Luchasaurus, 2022. Almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bro, he's been a choice. 2022, Cage has been a heel.
Yeah.
And it's like, it seems like he's only been in like three angles and he's still in the same angle with the Adam Copeland for like, things have been going on forever, you know?
Since Copeland got there.
Yeah. Next up, Josiah Dado. The subject is Vince starting a promotion.
No.
Josh from Victoriaville. Do you think with Vince selling his shares and having a lot of money just laying around, do you think it's all possible he can start another wrestling company, of course, by secretly funding it? He'll never get it. No, of course not. Who would give the guy a TV deal? Nobody. It's ridiculous.
Nobody would put ads on his show.
Right, of course not.
A lot of nobody. He's done, bro. He's rich. Have fun.
And since he's done, he doesn't need the stock. I only cash a bunch of shit out of him. Pay for my legal problem. Pay off everything I need to pay off to enjoy the rest of my life. I'm 70. How old is he? 73 or is he older than that?
Bro, he's 78, bro.
78. You like doing freaky deaky shit? Go to the Philippines and Thailand and places like that where nobody says shit.
Next is Jason Mills. Subject is a question for the K100 crew. Hope you guys are well. It's the first question I've submitted. But a few years ago, I sent in a house track with Conan, and Hoobie gave the Juicy Seal with some really cool feedback. Disco wasn't on that week, which is a shame. Disco trained and nose crossed. It says he looked better with the shaved head. They're giving him a lot of digital shorts on WWE Channel now, not aired on TV, which are good. But a good portion of the comments about how he looked more menacing with the shaved head. I have to agree. What do you guys think his motive is for not shaving his head? Do you think it's hurting him? Sorry, I reset this email because I fucked it up for the first time by almost mentioning KG, who sucks. I don't. I've never spoken to him about this, and I don't know. But my advice would be to grow your hair as long as you can and get in a feud with somebody to lose your hair, because that would be a good angle. I saw a clip that I think Will Ospreay retweeted a clip of a Japanese match where these two girls were having a hair match, and it was like very very good work. Like the violent, like the very violent, and you know, they looked like they were beating the piss out of each other. So it was a hair versus hair. Like they looked like a shoot, you know? It's like, it's good stuff. So you can find that, Joe.
Yeah, I got it.
You got to pull that clip up. I want you to watch this. Go, this is a hair versus hair. Two girls, two Japanese. I don't know who they are, but this is
like Akira Hokuto and Manami, whatever, Toyota.
Make it bigger.
Conan.
Oh, bro, those are two of the greatest wrestlers ever.
Right. Okay. But put the volume up, show me.
And Manami Toyota is my favorite wrestler, female wrestler.
So watch it. This thing, it's not like, you know, choreographed and see, it just looks like good stuff, you know? This is good shit. I don't know if this is the hair versus hair match one, though. This isn't. There's one, there's a hair versus hair match that has two girls going at it. And they're like, the girls got like the. I actually fast forward that. Maybe I'll see if that was that one. I don't think it was, because it was like a bigger girl against a smaller girl. Is that Will Ospreay's new team?
Yeah.
Is it all Japanese wrestling matches?
No, but that's the only one in the last week.
I'll try and find it.
So that was probably it.
Actually, let me tweet this out. I'm going to tweet something out here. We're going to see what X can do for us in real time, if it can assist us. Because they say, Elon Musk will say X is the best place to get news. Right. So here's my question. Anyone got a clip of the two Japanese girls having the hair versus hair match? We'll see if anybody can send the clip. We can get it on the show here. In due time, in real time. Do you like when we do that, Conan, when we have real time stuff going on? Yeah.
It's changes, yes.
Right. Okay, so next is from
It looks like it was Manami Toyota versus Asia Kong in 1995.
Oh, that might be it. Yes, that might be it.
So that's thanks to ChatGPT.
Does she have blonde hair?
Does Aja get blonde hair in the clip?
There was a time when she did, yeah.
Yeah, because that was when she was putting up the blonde hair. That's just like, you know. Is it, Joe?
I'm putting it up. I'm putting it up now. Hang on. They got a shitload of matches. I got to find one from November 95.
I'm just going to wait till somebody responds to my Twitter inquiry, right? what do you think? Have you talked to Cross about his hair, Conan?
Yeah, I think it was his idea, which I'm not a fan of. I'm like you. He said he needs to have short hair. Looks way more menacing.
Yes, blonde hair, yes.
Okay, play it.
She showed up in WWE shortly after that. Now, all they have is a clip. All they have is a clip of her giving her four pile drivers. Yeah, wait till someone. Yeah, someone will put. Someone will.
Good stuff. She had the spike, and the girl was bleeding, but it looked violent. Like it wasn't like, you know, girls these things don't look violent at all. Right?
Great. They were great. I loved them. Yeah.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimizing your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone. The best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy. That's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because it works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
Next is from, it's kind of weird too. You know what? It's the Japanese girls have obviously been trained far differently than they used to. Okay, because like I guess they got this. You know, Dave keeps railing about the Stardom girls, right? But you're watching like these girls that come from Stardom, and they're like, you know, you don't even look at them as like they're wrestling Japanese style because they're not physical. Like when I think of Japanese women wrestlers, I think of the old school Japanese women wrestlers that like brung it.
Right.
You know, they were physical.
like Japanese what we saw.
Like the Japanese wrestlers today don't look like they're physical at all.
Is Riho from Stardom?
Look that up, Joe. Where's Riho from?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is she really?
Yep.
Like that's like she does not look like a Japanese style. Right. Like when I'm watching her wrestle, I'm looking like she looks like an American girl that's like a kid and she's trying to wrestle. Like not definitely not like an old school Japanese wrestler. So that's kind of weird. Next one is from
Stardom. But she didn't go there till later. She started out in a company called Ice Ribbon, and then DDT, and then, you know, she was all around Japan, yeah.
And who's the other one? Riho and Soho, or what's the other one?
Shida.
Shida.
Shida started in Ice Ribbon, and then she went to AEW. So she wasn't really from Shimmer, but she wasn't really from either.
On a recent episode, this is from Norsk Rigging, and the sub is AJ Francis. On a recent episode of Insightful with Chris Van Fleet, his guy was AJ Top Dollar Francis, and in it he spoke about a canceled storyline with Bray Wyatt. My question is there a chance this is a pile of bullshit? WWE brought Bray back to work with LA Knight, then wanted him to work with Lashley, then fucking hit Roe? I understand the wrestlers like to put themselves over in interviews, but to me this seemed like it was flat out lie for the sake of publicity. Simply cannot imagine Triple H thinking, yeah, Top Dollar is the guy who will get Bray Wyatt back on track. Didn't he mention that with us when he was on our show? Or did he not?
I don't remember that.
I don't think so.
I don't remember that either. Nexus, I'm under, because I don't know what you're talking about there, buddy, so I can't comment on that. Nexus from Under Dawson is subject to a question for Disco about Conan. Disco, you've spoken many times about why you didn't go to WWE many times. You're waiting out your WCW contract, and you're working TNA, and timelines just didn't match up. What I'd like to know from you, though, is what was your opinion of Conan not getting signed up there? Bruce Pitcher said in the show many times that not having you at the WWE roster was a mistake. Who, me or Conan?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Bruce Pitcher has said that on the show?
Yes.
Well, he's the one that put the kibosh to me, though. Because Cornette thought I was, let me say this. What does it match up with the timelines?
No, he means when you're working at TNA, timelines didn't match up to go to WWE, I guess.
My WCW contract was already expired, okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't go from my expired contract to TNA. I was working overseas with Andrew McManus at WWE before I did TNA.
Right.
And that was fun because I had just made some decent money for that quarter. And Andrew paid us a really good chunk of change to go do that tour.
Hmm.
You know, remember Conan?
Yeah.
Andrew paid good money. So we're like, yeah, let's go to Australia because we loved Australia. It's like, this is perfect. You know, why lie? And did you all overseas Australia tours? I was like, this is what a gig this is, you know? And then
stupid
TNA started. During that time, I wasn't even considering WWE because I used to love Australia. And I got to go.
McManus was a partier too, and he liked to take us out to eat and
It was great.
Around cool chicks and he was great.
Fun tours. Yeah. He took care of good catering. Mm-hmm.
So you helped book that too, right, D.I.?
Whatever. I helped. Yeah.
My dumb fan question is, you got paid to wrestle and then paid to be creative, two separate things, two separate deals?
Just paid one chunk of change to do it all. And it was good. For like a week and a half tour, it was really good money. Yeah.
Were you surprised that Conan didn't go work for WWE during the 2000s?
Not really, because there was a bunch of handful of us that were just burned out from WCW. And plus, too, you got to understand, we had heard, or at least I had heard, that the morale up in the WWE at that time was not that great in the locker room for some weird reason. I don't know why, but I just remember that. So
Johnny was in charge. He instituted the dress code.
I heard a lot. There was a lot of negative things going on back then.
Yeah.
You remember that, Conan?
Yes.
Yeah. Next, a Rich Waugh, subject to attire. Disco always talked about how wrestlers should dress like superstars. His AEW guys dress like bums in t-shirts and shorts or whatever. Roman is the biggest guy, right? What does he wear? T-shirt, sweatshirt, and track pants. Disco, what's your explanation for that? Suspend this. Number one, he's wearing one of his t-shirts so people could buy it. Number two, he wears track pants when he wrestles. And number three, he's got like $400 Nike shoes. I'm like, it looks like it. If you just look at Roman and think like he's just out there in a t-shirt, he still looks like $1 million in a t-shirt, the pants, and then his expensive sneakers. Would you agree with that, Conan?
100%.
Yeah. he looks a lot better than Eddie Kingston. Would you agree with that?
Not by much, but yeah.
Okay, next one's from William Molina Jr. Subject is Tony Khan mad at Jack Perry. Hello, K100 crew. I came across an article stating Jack Perry wasn't fired, but is in disfavor with Tony Khan, as reported by Dave Meltzer, due to Perry's role in the situation leading to CM Punk's departure. Questions arise. Number one, is Jack Perry solely responsible for CM Punk's exit, or are there other contributing factors? And number two, why hasn't the elite supported a Perry return to the company? Do you know anything about this, Conan?
No.
It's an article.
Yeah, go ahead.
If he just got into a fight with Perry, I don't know if he would have been fired. Wasn't he fired because he made threatening gestures towards Tony or something like that and other staff members? So
this is interesting. This story is from Mike. It's from MSN. Interesting. Really? This story's on MSN. Yeah. So let me read this. The wrestling world was abuzz this week, excited when CM Punk made his much anticipated arrival in AEW. Fans were eager to witness the Second City Saints next chapter unfold. However, what followed was a rollercoaster ride of tribes and setbacks that ultimately led to Punk's departure. In 2001, Punk shook the wrestling landscape by signing with AEW and quickly ascending the prominence of the promotion. His crown achievement came at double or nothing when he captured the AEW World Championship. Reign was marred by injuries and controversy. Despite a triumphant return in 2023, Punk's comeback was short-lived in an altercation involving Jack Perry, better known as Jungle Boy, resulting in Punk's termination. However, the wrestling world was stunned when Punk resurfaced in WWE Survivor Series, seemingly a surprise turn in his career trajectory. Meanwhile, Jack Perry found himself at the center of speculation and scrutiny. Departing from AEW, Perry ventured to New Japan, where he adopted the moniker the Scapegoat and competed in the New Japan Cup. During an episode of Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer shed light on Perry's status within the AEW. While Perry has not been officially terminated, he remains conspicuously absent from programming. Meltzer indicated that AEW president Tony Khan harbors resentment towards Perry, attributing Punk's departure to the fallout from Perry's action. Meltzer remarked, quote, "He has not been fired. Tony's really mad at him because he cost him CM Punk. He's getting the blame. The severity of Perry's apparent punishment has raised eyebrows within the wrestling community, with many questioning the proportionality of his exile from AEW. In response to mounting speculation, Perry hinted at requesting his release from AEW, further clouding his future in professional wrestling. As he continues to make waves in New Japan, fans eagerly await the next chapter in the enigmatic wrestler's journey, uncertain of what twists and turns lie ahead." I'm going to read this again. I can't believe I'm reading this, okay? Meltzer indicated that AEW president Tony Khan harbors resentment towards Perry, attributing Punk's departure to the fallout from Perry's actions? Dude, Tony fired Punk.
Well,
it wasn't a departure. It's like, how can he resent Perry if he fired Punk?
Well, if Perry never made the if Perry never made the crack about this is real glass, cry me a river.
No, he's still
the fight never Punk. Happens.
He's mad at the guy for causing him to make him fire minute. The guy.
But you act like that's the only thing. You got to remember, Punk had been in a fight. He did that thing at the scrum where he totally embarrassed the guy,
right?
And called out the Young Bucks, and he was telling people that they couldn't be on the Collision show, that they couldn't go backstage, like Chris Daniels, who's in talent, and right. Fucking QT Marshall, who's a right. You know, come on, yeah. Dude. He was gonna if that Perry fight wouldn't have happened, something else was gonna happen.
That's my point being,
bro. He had no respect for the place.
He should be praising Jack Perry. I'm mad at him. It's like Perry called the guy up for his bullshit, like spoke up and like that. And now he's in trouble and Punk got fired, but Punk should have been fired. But now he's mad at Perry, even though Punk should have. I don't know.
And that shit that happens backstage, I can guarantee you he's like, yeah, I want to use real glass. And Punk being the veteran going, don't use real glass because you're going to cut yourself. Him being young and, you know, when you're young, you're full of fucking piss and vinegar. Well, I want to do it for whatever reason, right? And then, you know, then he goes, whatever comment he made to piss off with it, cry me a river, some shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's real glass, cry me a river.
Yeah, but here's my question to you. What do you think, what do you think about Tony, like, coming, like making it public, like, maybe he's telling Dave this, and Dave's reporting that Tony's upset with Jack Perry. The optics are just very weird that he would.
Not only that, bro, because he obviously has heat because he hasn't been back since it happened. Okay.
I'm aware of that.
So that's number one. And number two, bro, I don't understand how he doesn't just walk in with his hot chick, get on the fucking mic and cut a scathing promo on Tony and everybody else.
It's interesting.
FTR is friends with Punk.
And that you should be thanking me. You should be thanking me, Tony. I got this guy out of your company before he did more damage. And I got the fucking, you know, and fucking just go off.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Not a bad idea. I just think it's very weird.
What would you do if he came back, if they said, we have a big surprise for tomorrow, you know, the return of Jack Perry, and he comes out with, what is that, Dark Order? No, with Dark Order. Nothing.
You know what I did? I joined Dark Order. He joined Dark Order.
People think I don't have any friends. I'm with the best friends now.
Right, yeah, right. But no, but here's my point. I think it's very petty that Tony is kind of like to me, this is the narrative. Tony, they're not doing good in the ratings. One of the readings that they're not doing good in the ratings because they've lost like 100,000 CM Punk fans that watch the show every week. And Tony now, I think, instead of like looking at like, I let this guy get out of control, it's kind of my fault, he's blaming Jack Perry. That is what this sounds like to me. And I think, the optics of this story are not good. Jack Perry kind of looks like a baby face in this situation a little bit, you know?
He does.
Now, Tony thinks it's Jack's fault because he riled up a known temperamental dude.
That's what I'm saying. You're the one that should be reining the guy in if you got a temperamental dude. That's you're the boss, not Jack Perry, you know? Next is from Cody Mills, and the subject is Brutal Joe. Hold on, guys. Life has been busy for the last few years, so it's been a minute since I've caught up on the show or written in, but it's great to be back and see how strong the show is going. No thanks to Jeffrey.
Oh, it's not my name. Jeez.
Mike, well, you've been didn't Russo call you Jeffrey? Is that what
I know? Kenny Boland. Kenny Boland.
My question is about the UAP topic. I haven't caught up in all the mailbags I missed, so I apologize if this already be covered. But what are your thoughts on where the UAP discussion is now? And specifically, what are your thoughts on the revelations brought forward by the whistleblower David Grush? Thanks again, and hopefully this year I'll make it out to Vegas to chop it up with Disco again. P.S. Big props to Conan on the audio quality. Maybe it's just me hearing things, but the audio quality from Conan on the show sounds 10 times better than my previous listens, and it shows you how much you guys put into the show's presentation. Joe, I think you should get back into backyard wrestling and definitely do the class spot. Conan, would you think it would be good viral content for our Patreon if Joe did the glass spot in his backyard and bled out and had to have the ambulance come? That'd be good stuff.
We couldn't even get him to take a bubble bath because
I bet you he'd take a glass bath. I bet you Joe would be the type of person that would bathe in glass before he bathed in a bubble bath because he's what you call it?
Not very hygienic.
I didn't want to show myself topless.
He doesn't even trim his beard.
Well, let me tell you something about the UFO thing. There's got to be a lot of high def UFO footage that is probably being suppressed. Because every time it's UFO, bro, it's year 2024. If somebody's got UFO footage or UAPs, whatever they call them now, how can there not be with all the high def phones and everything? There's never any clear stuff.
Bro, I would love to know what reason is there to change it from UFO, which is what it is, to a UAP.
What does the UAP stand for, Joe? Look it up.
It's unidentified anomalous phenomenon.
Really?
Or also unidentified aerial phenomenon. It's got two.
Because it was they in this woke mindset where progressives think everything we used to do was wrong. Everything we did was offensive to people, that they decided that foreign is like an offensive term. So we're
looking for it was an unidentified flying object. Yeah, it wasn't foreign.
I thought it was unidentified foreign object.
No.
Flying object?
Flying. Yeah. Flying.
Well, the unidentified foreign object would be some hidden brass nuts.
Fly unidentified flying. Yeah, right. Okay, you're right.
A doorstop.
I was just thinking, for some reason, I was thinking FO foreign object.
Cody, although I'm not the kind of guy to pat myself on the back or need any praise, you know, anything like that. But the audio quality, I found a new way to enhance the audio, and yes, it is sounding very crisp and clear.
Nice. So. About time. It only took you 4 or 7 years.
It was just invented.
So next is from possibly Grappler X. Is this one of the grapplers? Is the schmucks that wear their masks?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
What's up, guys? One SDI will be in Vegas the weekend of April 26th and 27th. I'll be flying out for a concert festival and want to shake the hand of the man himself and potentially get a marked photo. My teen daughter will be with me as well, so I think Sapphire is out of the question. I figure I'd hit him up and see if we can meet up for the Korean barbecue. Conan, Joe, much love to you guys too. Thanks. And that's Greg, possibly Grappler X. I don't know who you are, so I don't know.
Yes.
If I know the person personally and somebody in front of mine, I might go eat with you, but I'm not.
Stranger? Lunch with a stranger?
Is he a Patreon?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that was completely out of the question. Next is a second one from Jazia Dado. So we're going to suspend him because he sent one in from last week on Tuesday, March 19th. So. Or is that this week? Oh, this week. No, last week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Joshua from Pasadena, California. Love the podcast. Hope you're doing well mentally. Just find out how the WrestleMania will be in Philly this year. There's not any ECW presence besides Paul Heyman. Feel like Tommy Dreamer, Sammy Raven, or even Joey Styles should be in the class this year. What are your thoughts on this year's class? And do you feel like any of those names belong in the Hall of Fame? Thanks for your time. I'll tell you one name that will never be in the Hall of Fame. Which name is that do you think is that those?
And it is Raven.
Of course not. Raven sued the company. He's never going to get in. What do you think about Raven suing the company and not being eligible for the Hall of Fame, Conan?
What did he sue him for?
The him, contract and Mike Sanders for the independent contractor stuff.
But what was it?
They were suing them for independent contractors, back pay, all that shit, right?
It's weird because I don't know if someone forgot, but after that, they used him one time for a WWE Network show with him, Van Damme, and Foley, like a hardcore title roundtable. And you saw screenshots of it. And when you look for it on the network, it ain't there. Like they filmed something and then they're like, oh shit, we can't use him. It's fucking strange.
Next is from J God Rage. So it's just Mark's rumors again. Hey, Keeping 100 crew. Not sure if you all noticed lately, but almost all the Rock segments has headlines from the Mark YouTubers podcast claiming, quote, The Rock has backstage heat, unquote. When will these people learn that everything and everyone from the wrestling business doesn't make shows just for them? Because it sounds like when the Marks are mad, then the Marks fans are mad too. Do you agree? By the way, I was listening to the podcast and I asked a question about Conan's rapping, and Disco said, I would like to know how old this guy is. And Joe said, yeah, he sounds like a kid or something like that. I'm in my 20s. All right. Why don't you
tell me the reason?
Why do you have to say you're in your 20s? What is so difficult about telling me exactly how old you are?
Yeah. Well, the reason you asked the reason you asked about his age is because he presented us with the Conan, or when you made fun of Conan's music video, like he had never seen it before. It was, you know what I mean? So it sounded like a new fan, like a young kid. And if he's in his 20s, he's a young kid. He wouldn't have been watching in 1999. He probably wasn't even born until after 2000.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Next one is from, what do you think about that, though? It seems like the Dirt Sheets has started to pile on The Rock. Have you noticed that?
I don't really read the Dirt Sheets, Glenn, so I don't know really.
I don't either. But I just see the headlines and like click on the articles. Kind of like
there's some residual.
Yeah.
There's some residual dislike and hatred or whatever towards The Rock because of the Black Adam situation and stuff where he tried to make some boardroom moves and all. And I think that has followed him to wrestling.
Why would people give a fuck about that? What does it have to do with them? Why would it get him mad if he's trying to make boardroom moves?
It's a sick comic books and comic book movies, the same thing as wrestling, Conan. They follow the backstage stuff and they take it all personally.
Ridiculous in any genre.
This is an interesting question from Jarvis Wood, somebody's Nature Boy. Question for Disco and Conan. Do you guys think Ric Flair is the best wrestler of the last 50 to 60 years? Guys like HBK, Triple H, and even Undertaker call Flair the greatest wrestler they've ever seen, even as they were growing up. Okay. You know what's kind of weird? I wonder how old this guy is. You know, because like, these people are kind of like that didn't grow up watching Ric Flair don't really get it. Is Ric Flair, carried the banner for professional wrestling for a while? Like he was a crossover superstar because he always dressed like a million bucks. Yeah, he's just a flamboyant, over the top character that kind of like personified professional wrestling because he was like always the champ. You know, every time that, Flair was on TV, there wasn't a lot of period of time during that he wasn't the champ, you know? And I would say, you could like be a mark or, we could get into his work rate or stuff like that. But like, if you take all the check all the boxes, and give a score, like on a scale of 1 to 10 of like what this guy would be, he'd be like, he'd max out. You know, he was like perfect. He's like scored high in like every metric that you measure wrestler by. Wrestling promos, interviews, the way his appearance, size, everything. Would you agree with that, Conan? Or would you say somebody else? Who would you say?
Yeah, probably him, and I'd put Shawn Michaels up there too.
Right.
And definitely, I'll tell you somebody that I thought was a great worker in the ring, Finley, Regal.
Well, Eddie.
Malenko, or, Eddie.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But for like,
the best is him.
Yeah. Because, you could stick this guy. Because, how often can you stick this guy in your main program and he draws a shit ton of, the readers are sold out,
Sean's up there with him. And you know what? Another guy who's very low key, but everything he always did to me was great. Bret Hart
too, yeah.